well, what marvels I'd kept to myself for so long. We maneuvered our way through the crowd toward the first gallery, the hall reverberating with the buzz of many conversations. I wasn't entirely surprised that the exhibit, nicknamed the Mystery Exhibit by the press, was popular. There had been excitement in the city since the anonymous gift was announced in the papers. The Victoria and Albert wasn't the only museum to receive mysterious donations. Museums in France, Italy, Russia, Turkey, Egypt, Morocco, and China also received shipments of mystery treasure. But the British institution had received the most, over 300 pieces in all. The story, splashed on news programs around the world, had generated so much curiosity that the directors at the V&A decided to quickly assemble a small show to meet public demand. "Never before on public display," read the banner to our left as the queue shuffled forward. That was true. These items had spent the past century stockpiled in storage, having come into my possession as gifts or tributes, or stolen outright in the case of pieces that were particularly tempting, the ones I hadn't been able to resist. The entire divestment had come about due to Luke, really, because through him I saw my house with new eyes and realized that it had become a graveyard of keepsakes from my former lives, rooms filled to bursting with things that I'd been unable